Hi, my name is Nancy Eisman of Peace Counseling Group in Carmel, Indiana, and the title of this recording is The Cure for Loneliness. There are lots of times when clients come into my office and talk about feeling lonely. They may even be married and have lots of friends, and still they'll say that they're lonely. The truth is, you can absolutely feel lonely sitting smack dab in the middle of an entire group of people. Would you believe me if I even told you that you can also feel unlonely when you're completely by yourself? This whole idea, then, would suggest that loneliness doesn't depend on who is with you or not. True story. We're all born hardwired needing connection with others, although we can grow accustomed to being alone quite a bit. Personality types also affect thresholds for needs of being around people. For example, extroverts refresh themselves by being with other people, while introverts need time alone to refresh. Even pretty introverted folks still need people once in a while, though, and even when they're alone, they need to know that they're not alone on the planet. We have an innate need for connection, belonging, and community. So what's the deal with this loneliness question, then? How is it that I can say that someone can even be all alone and not feel lonely, while someone else can be sitting in a crowd and feel completely isolated? Well, it all has to do with how much connection you have with yourself. Do you like yourself? Do you enjoy your own company? Do you crack yourself up? Do you listen to your own thoughts? And are you nice to yourself in your own head? Perhaps you let the mean, nasty voice in your head run amok. If you talk to others the way you talk to yourself, would you have any friends? Maybe you have a lot of shame and are somewhat intimacy phobic. You may also have a lot of enmeshments. Well, let's talk for a little bit more about enmeshment. The best way I can describe enmeshments is like this. I'm okay if you fill in the blank. If my feelings of contentment and self-esteem depend on you and how you think and feel about me, then we're enmeshed. This is a precarious perch because now how I feel depends on something you are doing or not. Now I have to control, manipulate, coerce, beg, borrow, trade, or steal to get you to do what I need you to do so that I can feel okay. And what if you don't? I'm in trouble. If you have this going on in your heart, and the people who you need to think that you're awesome don't comply, then you feel lonely. There's also a great need to develop a positive relationship with yourself. Most people will quickly dismiss this notion, either thinking they already do like themselves a lot, or they just aren't aware of how wounded or mean they are to themselves subconsciously. Deep-rooted shame issues aren't always easy to have awareness about, and they're even harder to correct and reprogram. The cure for loneliness is not having more people around. The cure for loneliness happens inside your own heart and mind, with enjoying your own company and de-enmeshing from others. Healing shame and abandonment also help you find an inner peace that melts feelings of loneliness away. This kind of work makes us less needy of others and more secure and peaceful in our own skin. It's not particularly easy work, but it is worth it. If you're ready to get started, you can give me a call at 317-605-7015, or you can email me at nancyeisenmanlcsw@gmail.com. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed it.